Carl and the team will be at Fremantle Oval on Thursday for the Bounce Down 10 past 4, featuring the Fremantle Dockers taking on the Melbourne Demons. And one of the men is going to be right in the forefront of the action. Joins us right now, Pete Tendai Mazungo. G'day, Tendai.
Hi, boys. How are you?
Going really well. Congratulations are in order, I believe. You've extended your stay with Freo.
Yeah, excited to sign on a new deal. So pretty straightforward process and a sort of a no-brainer from my end. So I'm wrapped to be.
Tendai. Tendai did say on the Dockers website, they did a bit of an interview with him. He says, at least I get paid for another year.
That's it. Yeah, the bills have got to be paid. So I'm pretty happy with that, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, you were saying the no ums, no ahs was pretty straightforward. How long did it actually take, the process, when your manager decided to meet with the personnel concerned at the club?
Oh, I mean, they probably approached the club a little bit before, you know, that I get too involved. But, yeah, I mean, it was probably a matter of months, really. Wasn't too much to-ing and fro-ing from what I hear. So, yeah, it was pretty straightforward, as I said.
Tendai, you've been through an entire season where you've played in grand finals and finals in recent years, and you've heard of the debate going around the football circles these days. Is pre-season training too long? Is the season too long? Is the NAB Cup challenge too long? What is the feeling amongst the boys down there at Freo?
No, we've used the time really productively. We've had a really good, strong summer, and I know the boys are fit and healthy, so from our end, you know, we've really enjoyed, well, not all enjoyable, but, you know, on the whole, it's been really productive, and, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it's not too much of an issue. I'll probably enjoy pre-season a little bit more than some of our tall defenders who struggle a bit with the running, but, so, no, it's all good for mine.
Yeah, down to training this morning, Tendai, and had a watchful eye over the proceedings. Certainly training very well, and there's no doubt a buzz in the air as competition games fast approach. Nat Fyfe and Aaron Sandlands have decided to be given, an extra week, just to make sure they're 100% for maybe the following game.
Yeah, exactly right. There's, you know, this time of year, there's no real need to take risks, especially with guys who, you know, the like of Aaron and Nathan, so that, you know, they're professionals in the way they prepare. And yeah, I think at this stage of the year, just get them cherry ripe and hopefully see them at some point in the pre-season and no doubt ready for round one.
I think most of the listeners are familiar with the style that Fremantle like to play under Ross Lyon. Even by his own admission last year, you were trying to score more. Has that been the emphasis again this pre-season?
Yeah, absolutely. Without boring you with details of how we're trying to score more, it's always a front of mind focus for us to try and be more attacking. I think defensive style has been, you know, pretty praised over the years, but you know, we know we need more goals to challenge the real top sides like Hawthorn and Sydney. So that's been a real focus over pre-season without compromising our defence.
Interesting, in the squad of 29 that was announced today by Fremantle, only one new face in Connor Blakeley, and no doubt he's impressed since being, of course, drafted last year.
Yeah, he looks really at home at the level. He's played, you know, a lot of waffle football seniors, so I think, you know, he's adapted really well. And I mean, along with the other guys who have been drafted, I'm sure they were, you know, really close, a few of them. So yeah, it's a credit to Connor the way he's gone about it since he's got through the door. But you know, there's a lot of young guys who haven't had a lot of AFL experience in the squad, and we're really looking forward to seeing how they go.
With Big Aaron having another week off, who can we expect to see in the ruck on Thursday, Tendai? And when he comes back, is there a chance he might spend more time on the ground, perhaps up forward? Because that's been most people's criticism, for want of a better term, of Fremantle. There's a lot been left to Pav to do, and then at ground level you've got the likes of Walters and Ballantyne.
Yeah, I think, you know, Aaron, first and foremost, is our ruckman, but, yeah, I think he's a real threat, and we know he can clunk it around the ground. So if we can get him up forward a little bit more and kick in some goals, I think it'll really benefit us and obviously take a bit of load off Pav. But, we've got a lot of forwards at the moment who are really fighting for spots. You know, you've got Michael Apnis and Matt Tabanar really spring to mind who are impressing up forward. So we'll get Zach Clark. We'll probably get a really good hit out on Thursday up in the ruck, but there'll be a few guys go through there, I'm sure.
Have those boys improved again over the last 6 months on Apnis and those type of players, with just another 6 months under their belt of growth and training and another year in the system?
Yeah, I mean, not just their gym work, but also their, you know, their learning of our style of play and things like that. They, you know, really adapting really well and using their assets. You know, they're both really strong runners, so we've seen that over the summer. They're really, you know, their output in running, you know, has gone to another level. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to seeing them adapt that to an AFL game.
Tendai, do you see your role changing at all, or it'll be a case of circumstances, as has been the case with you over the last couple of years, because you can play at both ends?
Yeah, I like to think I'm reasonably versatile, and I love to be challenged and thrown in different positions, and I think it all turns, you know, it all comes down to what the team needs and what my best role is. But I think, you know, guys spending more time on the ground these days, I think we'll have to be able to play a few more positions. So, yeah, enjoy my time down back through the midfield. And, yeah, we all love going up forward and kicking a goal too.
You failed a player in Silvani, I reckon, last year in the finals because of you had players out in Michael Johnson and also Luke McFarlane. Is he ready to stand up and hold down that and just relieve a little bit of the pressure for Michael and Luke this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's one guy you can rely on when they come in the team to fulfil their role. It's Alex. He, you know, tries as hard as anyone I've ever seen. So, you know, we know that he's ready, and, you know, it's obviously over the last couple of years been circumstance with, you know, Luke and Zach Dawson holding down the key positions. But, yeah, I'm sure there's a role there for Alex, and the boys, you know, love running out and inside him.
How far is Daniel Pearce away, in your opinion, Tendai? Tendai?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, we got you now,
just
mate.
Lost you.
Yeah.
Might need to turn 45 degrees to the left or the right.
Yeah.
I was just asking about Daniel Pearce. I saw him down at training today. Of course, he didn't do much. How far away do you think he is?
Oh.
Might have lost him.
He's doing a blind turn. He's practicing against the Melbourne Demons on us. Yeah, you must be in a building somewhere, or you're not in a lift, are you?
Nah, had a bit of trouble. Have you got me now?
Yeah, that's a bit better, mate. That's much better, yeah.
So I'll try and stay very still. Just same with Daniel. Yeah, he won't play, but we're pretty confident that he won't be too far away. So he doesn't miss too many games, so he's pretty durable, Piercy.
And just quickly, mate, because that phone is cracking up, how intense has this pre-season been as opposed to the others under Ross?
Yeah, we've got a lot more work, football component or something, so... You know, we've put as well as we can and feel like we're excited to actually get out and start playing some footy.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time. We really appreciate it. Congratulations on your contract extension. It is getting a bit wobbly, your phone, but we got the gist of that. Thanks, buddy.
Good on you, Tendai. Well done, mate.
Sorry about that. Thanks, guys.